Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 5 of Beitzah, Mishnah Zion, the very last Mishnah in Beitzah, and then we'll be starting Bezrat Hashem Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah on the 23rd day of Menachem Av, but okay, it's almost Elul, so that's pretty good. So Mishnah Zion, Perkei Beitzah, Misha Zimen Etzlo Orchim, someone invited guests for Yom Tov. Now, these guests live in the village down the road, and they make an Erev Tchumin to come to this host. Lo yolichu biadam manot. They cannot take their leftovers home with them. So the host can't give them, you know, extras and leftovers to take home, because the food was actually owned by the host at the beginning of Yom Tov, so it goes by his own personal tchum, not that of the guests. Ela im ken zika lahem manotehim me'erev yantov. But they could be able to take it home if the host had already transferred ownership of that particular food or gift he wanted to give them from Erev Yom Tov. So if he wanted to send everybody home with a bag of cookies, he could pre-give that bag of cookies to the guests that are coming tomorrow on Yom Tov before Yom Tov starts. Now, we've mentioned before in Beitzah that we can even slaughter animals to eat them on Yom Tov itself, but only animals that were, you know, muchan, like we had in mind, yeah, we're going to use that animal, you know, the next day on Yom Tov. So we have a related law concluding Beitzah, ein moshkin v'shochtin et midbariot. We don't give water and then slaughter midbariot animals. Now, the midbar is the desert. Wilderness animals, the Mishnah will define that in a moment. The minhag was to give them a nice drink of water before shechita, so it's easier to deal with the hide and the animal after. Aval, but, mashkin u'shochadin at bayatot. You can give water and slaughter for Yom Tov consumption, of course, not for future use, for use on Yom Tov, the bayatot animal, the domestic animals. Now, these are both really domestic animals, as the Mishnah explains. Elohen bayatot, these are considered really domestic animals, halanot ba'ir, those that spend the night inside the city. So even if the doves fly off during the day looking for food, if the doves come back and always sleep in the roost in your barn, then that would be baitot. Midbariot, the desert animals, kind of roaming, we might call them free range. Halano be'efer, they go out to the pasture. You know, the cows might be grazing, you know, a few kilometers away, and they might just spend the night there. They don't wander back to the barn at the end of the night. Mazel tov on finishing your egg, and now we are starting our Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Shanim Hem. There are four heads of the year. There are four different New Years, as the Mishnah explains. Be'echad b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Melochim v'Lor Golim. So the first day of Nisan, you know, 15 days before our Pesach Seder, that's actually the Rosh Hashanah for kings. They would count the reign of kings starting in Nisan. So if they became the king before Nisan, even though it might have been 6 weeks, or that already counts as a whole year of their reign. And we used to date Shtarot, as we mentioned in Gittin, by the reign of the kings. We don't do that anymore. And for festivals. Now, the festivals comes up because if somebody made a neder, he has to, you know, a neder to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to fulfill that over the course of three festivals. Basically, we give him a whole cycle of festivals beginning in Nisan to fulfill that vow. So really, I mean, Lamaisa, the vow starts with Pesach. If someone made a vow to bring a korban Erev Pesach, then he has that Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot cycle to bring the korban. But if he made it a bit after Pesach, then this cycle doesn't really start until next Pesach, so he has quite a bit longer to bring his vow. And the Mishnah turns to the next one, Be'echad Be'elul. The first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maiser Behema, for the tithing of animals. Any newborn animals before that date are tithed in one cohort, and after that date need to be tithed separately in a separate cohort. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say the Rosh Hashanah is the same as the general Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. Now, one Rosh Chodesh Elul, many years ago, I happened to be in Givat Shul by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, and he said that this is an amazing Musar as well, that Elul is the month we begin warming up for tshuva and, God willing, making amends and fixing and improving our life. Maaser Behema is separating out the animals that we're giving to Hashem. So he said, I'm paraphrasing and loosely translating, that Elul is the time to remove your behemakite, your animalistic nature, reduce your animalistic nature. Maybe it's laziness, maybe it's gluttony, you know, animalistic kinds of behaviors. We want to remove them, and we want to separate them to be used for holy means, you know, that are coming up for the Yomim Tovim, when we do enjoy ourselves, but Baruch Hashem, we do so for holy cause. Now the Mishnah proceeds, Echad b'Tishrei, the famous first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. It's the Rosh Hashanah to count our years from creation, l'shmitin v'yovlot, and for Shemitah and Yovel, the sabbatical year and the year 50 after seven cycles of sabbatical years, l'netiyah v'yirakot, and for saplings, you know, fruit trees, for counting their orla status, the first 3 years they are prohibited. And the yarkot, and also vegetables. This is for the tithe of vegetables, which, you know, sort of the season starts over at the first day of Tishrei, and you tithe the ones that were ripe beforehand separately from the ones that were ripe afterwards. Finally, Be'echad b'Shvat, the first day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, Kedivri Beit Shammai. Everyone was probably, you were probably wondering there for a second. The first day of Shvat is the tree new year, according to Beit Shammai, meaning the fruits that were finished and ripe before that date would be tithed with that cohort, and those ripe after are tithed afterwards in a separate group. Beit Hillel b'chamisha'asar bo, on the 15th, which is Tu Bishvat. We actually paskin like Beit Hillel, it is Tu Bishvat. Yishar koach, mazel tov on Beitza, and a happy Rosh Hashanah.